Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast, where motherhood and wellness meet faith, presence, and honest conversations. From Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, we unpack the real work of motherhood beyond the highlight reels. I'm your host, Dre Williams, writer, founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, and a mom of two. This space is for every mom who's carrying the weight of expectations but choosing to build softer, sustainable rhythms of wellness. Together, we'll talk about the inner work, breaking cycles, finding balance, and leaning into God's vision for your life. Because you're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard of living. If you have ever felt overwhelmed but deeply called to more, you're in the right place. Let's dive in.
Okay, so today I am feeling so much better. At first I was questioning it because last night I was about to fall asleep and my youngest was waking up, walking back to our bed. It was to the point he went to sleep all night. And for me, my body is still learning how to sleep through the night. I don't know if you ever experienced that. So my body's always on high alert at night until my kids start sleeping through the night. But I'm still grateful for them sleeping through the night. They woke up in such a better mood. And my youngest, you know, not my youngest, my oldest having a tough day yesterday, but he even woke up like, I'm sorry for yesterday. I'm like, today's a new day. We're not going to dwell on that. We're going to just go forward. And I'm like, how are you feeling? And with that, we had breakfast. I even was listening to some music in me, right? And just being able to wake up an hour before then just to relax. And I was just standing outside while my dog was using the bathroom. And it was just such a beautiful moment to remind me of, like, still alive and there's calm before, you know, chaos. And even so today, they do take free morning. So they had one of their bins. I have, like, bins assorted for different activities for them. And so today they were just sitting on the floor doing the activity. Just chilling, like no one's screaming, no one's crying, and we're fighting over stuff, like they're sharing, and it's just like so beautiful. And I just want y'all to know, I'm like, I'm not, nothing about me is like perfect. Like, I'm still figuring life as I go. Some days I am getting the kids dressed before me, some days I get dressed for the kids, but most importantly, I just make sure that I'm trying to take care of myself, even if it's small things like washing my face, brushing my teeth, putting on lip gloss, and putting on some new clothes out of the pajamas, because I don't like to stay in my pajamas all day. Because I don't feel as good. And so I always try to change out of those. Like, I'm feeling, figuring life as I go. And also just to, like, asking for help where I need to, like, even when I'm having a tough day. Like, he doesn't want to listen to mommy and daddy in that moment. Yes, I understand you were tired, but he likes to go upstairs at any day with his grandfather and they'd be hanging out, watching movies, or just spending time together. So what I had to do was like, okay, well, I'm going to tell your grandfather about your behavior. And that's what hit home for him when my father-in-law walked in. He was upset because he was telling me before he left, like, have a good day. And that was the moment my son was like, wow, like, I really messed up. And so sometimes, like, it does take a village. And I'm grateful. But yeah, I'm just figuring life out as I go and just leaning on God and just knowing that I don't have to be, you know, perfect every day. Some days I rock it. Some days it rocked me. But each day I wake up, it reminds me that I'm alive. And so today we're going to get our day started. I don't know what we're going to be doing. But all I just know is that I'm super grateful for the type of morning that I'm having. I also trained a dog this morning, y'all. I was teaching her some, like, how to walk through the house, because, like, sis like to run through the house. Like, she is outside it. And I'm like, all right, girl, come on. So I've been getting, like, having, like, training treats in the bag, and I'll walk. At first, I'd use the training treats, and she'll follow the bag, but now I just put them in my pocket in my hand, and it's been helping her impulse control. And y'all probably like, girl, I don't want to hear about your dog. But that's just one of the parts of me that I'm just, like, in love with, and just embracing the training of having a puppy. But I just want y'all to know that just continue to look forward. Like, I sent an email to my email list. If you're not on it, you can subscribe to it at navigatingpostpartummoments.com. But I sent them an email about the holidays are here. You know, we're here in real time. And just don't overwhelm yourself. You know, you're going to see your social media flooded with holiday content, people dressed up, having family photos, people having a whole bunch of gifts and things like that. And if you're not in that season yet, or that's not something that you vibe with, don't beat yourself up over it. I know for me personally, I don't like to get on social media around this time. I'm really not on social media for real. Like, if you know, I really don't, I'm really not on Instagram. I'm really not on Threads. And most you'll see me is through my podcast, my website with the blogs up and email, because I have to filter out what I see, because it's so quick to get distracted and go down a rabbit hole and compare your life when you know, like, before I got on in here, I love my life. Now I'm over here questioning everything about it. And that's something that I experienced multiple times, and I just having to even just be like, okay, I'm just not gonna get on it and be present. And that's what resets me. And I just continue to be like, okay, well, Dre, you have to will yourself back in, because you have a really good life, you know? You're doing the things that are in alignment for you. You have to remember, like, everybody's vision is not the same as yours. So that's what keeps me grounded when I feel like I'm going down a rabbit hole of, like, I'm not where I want to be yet. But I talk more about it in my emails. I love sending out emails, letting people. I want y'all to know that, you know, it's like me creating content for y'all. Sometimes I'm figuring it out on my own. I'm just sharing what I'm learning along the way. Whether that's through motherhood, you know, through marriage, through my Christianity, like my walk with God, like I'm working through that as well. And then just meal planning, because y'all love to cook, y'all know me. And just expressing my hobbies, because I know we're not just moms, we're not just wives, we're not just homemakers. Like, we are our own person. And I want you to remember who you are along the process. And yes, you can be multifaceted, you can be, you know, everything intersects with each other, overlaps, or however you want to think about it. So yes, you could be a mom, still have things, and you know, it's just different seasons for different things. And I just want you to remember that, because oftentimes people try to make it seem like it is one or the other, or if you do both, you're neglecting another area, when it just really takes intentionality. Whatever you want to do, you have to be intentional and really make sure that you just stay grounded. Like, sometimes you're gonna have to say no to something so that you can stay focused on what you're supposed to be doing. And not, you know, what is it called? Pulling yourself in different directions because you have so many different commitments. So just remember, there's a season for everything. You cleaned up your mess? Okay. Give me 1 second and I'm coming, okay? And with that, I will be back. Also, I want y'all to know, like, I do not edit these. I just give you raw content. So if you hear my kids in the back, or you hear my husband talking to me and stuff, I just like to talk with you all in real time. Also, I have this thing, like, before we leave the house, the beds need to be fixed, the floor needs to be swept, no dishes in the sink, and my kids' area needs to be cleaned, because I'm over here like, I'm not coming back to clean up after we come back from our island. Does anybody else feel like that? It's just something about cleaning up before you leave. It just so helpful when you get back. And my kids are looking at me like, girl, come on. I'm like, yeah. What we're not going to do is leave all 3. And they already know that. Because they're about to. I like to check their little areas that they're cleaning up, because they have their own jobs. So I just want to jump back on really quick to hear you went with that. But let me clean up really quick and get started, and I'll come back and share about the rest of my day. Also, as my kids, I give them responsibilities, but what I do is make it age appropriate. So even though I make them 50, I don't expect it to be perfect. I want you to put effort into doing it. And that's the biggest thing about, because I'm like, I want y'all to know how to do stuff, not necessarily having to be perfect every day. I just think these life skills are what you need. And I really just like cleaning up every day, especially since, like, I'm really trying to teach my kids. So I don't know if y'all feel like this too, but I don't like having outside shoes in the house when you walk, like, walking through the house with them on. My pet peeve is because unsanitary. Like, you don't know what you're stepping in when you're outside the house. You don't know, you know, what's on the ground, like germs, bacteria, all that stuff. So, like, when we come inside, I tell them to take their shoes off, right? But for some reason, My kids still love to walk around the house in the shoes. Like right now, they're ready to go and they had their shoes on, walk around the house. So I set a boundary. If you don't walk around the main floor, the main walkway, that I try to do it every day or every other day, then that's fine. But you better not go in your room or mom and daddy room. And they still be struggling with it. And I have to hold them accountable not to do that because it's nasty. But I don't know. What's your thoughts? That's why I try to clean the floor as much as possible because life happens. I get it. And we have a dog too. So I try to clean the main walkway, main traffic, foot traffic. But ciao. It's a lot. It's a lot. Also, I have a random question for y'all because I seen this post the other day about how, some married women don't like to have friends who are not married. Like, how do y'all feel about that? Because for me, and I'm watching Big Feet if you hear stuff in the background, but for me personally, my two closest friends, like my two best friends since college, they're not married. And I'm not going to be too simple. Yes, certain things they're not going to understand. Like, when I say I'm at full capacity, and I didn't text or call you back, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm so sorry. But my best friend, she came to hang out with me for we just hung out because she was in town or whatever, and she saw the kids and felt like how much energy it takes to be on all the time. She was like, okay, now I see why you don't be texting and calling me back. I get it now. So now if I don't call her or text her back right away or same day, she don't feel no type of way. She's not texting me, double texting me, or like my other best friend. Like, we just they understand in their own way, and I just have to communicate that. Like, I'm not gonna always be able to text you back or call you back or sit on a FaceTime all day because I just don't have that kind of lifestyle anymore. But I genuinely believe in, like, I get why people like to only hang around married people, but because my best friends are single, I don't mind it. Not like. And that's not everybody's situation. Like, some people have energy where they're trying to mess up, wreck your home, but they're not like that. Like, they have supported me since I started dating. Like, they're at everything. We eloped, y'all. We did a last minute elopement and they came, right? Dropped everything. And I know for me, when it time comes for them to get married and stuff, I'm gonna make it happen to show up for them. But I just say I think it's different seasons. It just depends on the person and their intention. And that's where you have to have discernment and stuff. But y'all let me know because I'm like, my two best friends are not married. And I'm not going to kick them to the curb. Or no, actually, my other, I guess, I think I have like three best friends. Anyway, those are like my main people. They're all, I'm married, but they're always showing up for me. And they're very respectful of my husband and our marriage and things like that. And I don't tell people, like, because we really, yeah. Anyways, I'm not gonna use it for that. But yeah. So I don't know. What's your thoughts about that? Because for me, I don't mind it. It's just making sure that you have the right discernment and checking people's energy about how they're moving and stuff because people will try you. So I get it. But I'm also like, take those bags up, please. Put those back. But yeah, I just want to know y'all thoughts about that because I always think it's interesting. When I hear people say that, they don't want people running man. But I'm always like, well, that's not enough. Like, I mean, in the creeper had it. spray from his usual. But I also say that it just depends on the person. But, yeah, it's a little too simple because I always find it interesting. And I always felt like this type of thing. Like, I don't believe that people shouldn't be around somebody just because they're not at the same relationship status as them. And sometimes those are the best people that you can call and answer. Because a lot of my friends who are married and have kids, like, they're like me. Like, I'm not able to text you back right away and answer your phone call and take me a couple days to text you back. I don't be feeling no type of way. I'm like, I get it. But, like, my best friends who are single, well, I text them right now, they're texting right back. They're not doing something. And at most, I'll hear something by the end of the day. So, that's what I'm always like. They're true riders, and I'm grateful for them. Like, man. They've been there for my all, even in different seasons, and just to have their support is just amazing. But it's probably too loud for me to keep talking to y'all because and then the water's trying to wash issues. So with that said, I'll be back.
Thanks for spending time with me on Navigating Postpartum Wellness. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to leave a review and check out the resources linked in the show notes, from quick wellness guides to my membership community, the Aligned Mama Collective. Or better yet, come join me inside the Aligned Mama Collective, a space where moms like you are choosing faith, rest, and presence over hustle. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new conversation. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who might need it too. I'll see you next time.